You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Who doesn't love olive oil? We love to use it when cooking, and we love to dip it in breads, and all kinds of great recipes are available. In fact, you can use olive oil in just about everything, and we're going to find out more about that from our guest, Erin Balch, from the North American Olive Oil Association, and she has some amazing recipes she's going to share with us and some olive oil cooking tips. Thank you so much for being in our kitchen today, Erin. We are hungry for some great tasting recipes, some made with olive oil that are real. It's really good for us. That's the win-win. So let's get started. Why is olive oil the best oil for cooking?
Actually, olive oil is the best olive oil for all kinds of uses because it is the healthiest fat. It's monounsaturated fats, which are good for us, and they're also very, very stable, which means that they work very well when used in cooking. It's a big myth that people think you can't cook with olive oil. You actually can, and they work very well, and you can even reuse the same olive oil two or three times for frying on the stovetop. You just filter it and reuse it. Those monounsaturated fats hold up really well. And then the best part with extra virgin olive oils is that you have a huge range of flavor profiles, and they're great to drizzle on and finish off a dish.
Well, doesn't olive oil have a higher heat point? It doesn't go bad, break up with a higher heat point than other oils, isn't that one
of the benefits? Well, that's another myth. One of the reasons that people think you can't cook with olive oil is because the smoke point for olive oils is a little bit lower than other highly refined olive oil or highly refined oils like canola oil, nut oils, and those kind of things. So it's true that olive oil smoke point is lower than other oils, but
wait, just a minute. I'm going to interrupt you. Explain smoke point so we all know what that is.
So smoke point is the point at which the pan will get too hot and the oil will start to smoke. You don't want that to happen. That means that the oil has broken down and it's starting to go bad. It will make your food taste bad. Your kitchen will stink. It's not a good thing. So you want to avoid reaching the smoke point. But the good news with olive oil is that the smoke point of olive oil is actually more than high enough for almost all the cooking you're going to do at home in your home kitchen. So
That's really the trick there is, you know, even though it might be lower, it's high enough for what we need at home. I think people get really scared, but we're not talking about industrial cooking, which then they might reach temperatures. But with our normal stovetop, we're not going to get there. That's really cool. Do you have any other cooking tips with olive oil before we get into the recipe?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because it's such a healthy choice, it's great to use. Any recipe that calls for any kind of oil, a vegetable oil, canola, you can actually use olive oil. In the same amount. So if it calls for a half a cup of vegetable oil, you can use an olive oil. And we always say if you want to add flavor, use an extra virgin olive oil, which is the healthiest choice. And if you don't want to change the flavor of the recipe, use regular olive oil because you will get the benefits. You'll get the health benefits. You'll also get some cooking benefits. It keeps baked goods, for example, moist longer. When you use it to saute or fry on the stovetop, it actually helps food cook from the inside out. The oil doesn't absorb, so it's less greasy. So there's a lot of good benefits besides health to using olive oil. And you can swap them out for just about any other oil in a recipe. Again, use extra virgin when you want flavor, and use regular olive oil if you don't want to change the flavor.
Wow, that's just so basically helpful. Thank you so much. But I just don't imagine. I have to rethink my breakfast, for instance, when I'm cooking breakfast. Mm-hmm. I don't think to grab for olive oil. I do the rest of the day, but I don't know why not breakfast. What would I cook for breakfast with olive oil? What's a great recipe you recommend?
A great recipe we have that we developed with a chef here in Central New York last year is an olive oil vegetable frittata. And it actually is, a frittata that is loaded up with, heart-healthy vegetables, things to get your day started off right, and it doesn't use any butter. So you're going to cut the saturated fat and reduce the cholesterol because you're using olive oil instead. And there's been many studies that show that olive oil helps your body absorb the nutrients from vegetables better. So it's a great, tasty way to start your day on the right foot.
I love that. I love starting my day with frittatas. It's a fancy name for omelet, and I love it.
Exactly.
I'm definitely on board of it. So tell us, let's go ahead, sorry.
I was just to say, and you know, also on a very simple level, you can fry eggs in olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. They get a nice crispy brown edge. Just a couple fried eggs, they're great too.
Oh, there you go.
I'm in. I'm hungry.
I know. Let's skip right on over to lunch. Give us a lunch recipe we're going to be mouth watering
okay.
about.
Well, we've got one for lunch, and this one is a great one, a great way to get your kids to eat their veggies. It's a simple grilled flatbread pizza. So it's using some nice bread that we actually brush with olive oil and grill. Use a little kosher salt or sea salt. And then the sauce that we have with this is actually made with eggplant, a whole bunch of vegetables that all get pureed up into a tomato sauce. So you've got loads of veggies hidden in there in something that kids recognize and are happy to eat, because I don't know many kids that don't like pizza. So it always is a winner.
You are so clever. I that really caught my eye when I saw the quote, the tomato sauce,
yep.
which is really a vegetable sauce, and tomatoes are fruit, so hey, you know, we're all mixed up.
Yeah.
But what I'm really, really loving is your attention to vegetables. You've got them in the frittata, and yep. the fact that the olive oil helps absorb some of the nutrients from vegetables was big news, I think, for all of us. So now we have a vegetable-packed breakfast and a vegetable-packed lunch, and we've had our eggs and pizza. That's just
yep.
brilliant. Okay, it's dinner time. I'm ready. What's for dinner?
It's dinner time, and this is another way to get the kids excited about what they're eating. It's kind of just a new little twist on basic chicken fingers, and we know kids love dipping things. So what we pulled together here is some panko breaded chicken fingers, just a little bit different, and then we call them broccoli trees instead of just broccoli. But what we've done is we've made, instead of a heavy dressing or a very creamy dressing, we've used olive oil to make a healthier twist on a ranch-style sauce. So it's something that the kids can dip the chicken or the broccoli into this sauce, and you can feel good about giving them something that they'll eat and enjoy.
I love that. I love recipes for a dipping sauce or even salad dressing, because you know, you can't always know what's inside the ones you buy in the store. So I just love those recipes. I can't wait to try that one. Now, here's the big elephant in the room. You can bake with olive oil. I think everyone is always a little bit hesitant
right.
about that. So tell us about your great dessert recipe that you have that's actually a baked good with olive oil.
This one is great. We bake with olive oil all the time. And just like I said in the beginning, if you want some flavor, you use extra virgin olive oil. So the spice cake here actually uses extra virgin olive oil in the recipe for the spice cake. And we do recommend, to specifically pick an extra virgin olive oil that has a delicate fruity flavor, something that will go nice with baked goods, not an extra virgin that's very peppery or tomato-y. You want something that's more delicate and fruity, which if you practice tasting, you know, you'll learn real quick and be able to pick those out. And then the strawberry sauce that is drizzled over the top of this great spice cake is actually made with olive oil as well. And there's
wow.
a little bit of Grand Marnier in there. So we use regular olive oil in the strawberry sauce so that the Grand Marnier can shine through.
Wow. That, I mean, I need that menu today. I need to make all
yes.
those. It just sounds amazing. And to know that, you know, you're cooking with better ingredients for your family, mm-hmm. and they sound all very doable, which for me is top of
yeah.
the priority list. You know, I can't
yeah.
get these recipes that I can't make. So thank you so much, Erin. Those are amazing. And I want everybody to know where to find them. And we're going to be posting them on our website. So make sure you follow us on Facebook. Just look for Kid Critics with 2 K's on Facebook, and you'll see us posting all those recipes. And to learn so much more about olive oil, because you just have to, go to www.aboutoliveoil.org. Listen to us always on Radio MD, and in the meantime, stay well.